When he was Attorney General, Governor Greg Abbott, as he is known today, used to joke that he'd get up in the morning, go to work, sue the Obama administration, and go home, and do the same thing the next day. The latest suit by Texas is not what you might describe as an everyday lawsuit, if that is the context. Indeed, newspapers across the country have taken note of Texas's decision to sue the Obama administration over its plans to resettle Syrian refugees. And Alexa Ura writes about that lawsuit today for the Texas Tribune. Alexa, Governor Abbott had said that Texas wouldn't accept refugees from Syria. What prompted the state now to take actual legal action?
Well, for about the last week, the state has been working against the arrival of two Syrian families, one that's expected as early as this Friday, calling for one of the nonprofit agencies that's actually assisting in the resettlement process to halt their arrival. Mm-hmm. And when they were unsuccessful in doing that, they had a back and forth between the nonprofit and with the federal government, and eventually yesterday afternoon filed a lawsuit in a Dallas-based federal court against the government and this one nonprofit called International Rescue Committee.
So there haven't been any refugees, as I'm aware, settled in Texas. Is the state basically asking for injunctive relief, or what is it exactly that the state is seeking here?
Correct. Since Governor Abbott's order back in mid-November that he didn't want any Syrian refugees to be resettled here, there haven't been any. This family arriving on Friday would have been the first, or still could be. And so the state is instead asking for a temporary restraining order on this one family and moving forward. And what they're saying is that the feds and this nonprofit agency haven't done their duties in keeping the state in the loop as to their actions and the refugees that they are trying to resettle here. They're alleging that they violated the Refugee Act of 1980 in doing so. Mm-hmm. And so at this point, we're waiting on a judge in Dallas to see if they'll be taking up the case. And obviously, they'll have to move fairly quickly considering this family is set to arrive on Friday.
I see. Yes, absolutely. Time is of the essence, I suppose. Now, I want to understand about the refugee aid groups and their response. What have they had to say to this?
Throughout this whole thing, they've been a little wary about commenting specifically on some of the actions that could come, the legal actions that could come from this. But they have reiterated that the admissions process for these individuals is fairly rigorous. It's a process that can take up to 2 years. And, they've warned against trying to conflate these individuals with terrorists, particularly after the Paris attacks that prompted sort of these calls from governor saying we don't want any Syrian refugees. And, their focus has been more so in continuing to tell the story of refugees and insisting that they are all very rigorously screened before they come into the U.S.
I have to say that I can't help but wonder how many other states, especially given how many governors said that they would not accept Syrian refugees, mm-hmm. Whether other states are looking at Texas as a kind of test case.
Yeah, I think it's inevitable in this case, just like you mentioned, considering that about two dozen other governors have also said we don't want Syrian refugees. And I believe this might be, if not the first, one of the first lawsuits against the federal government and a nonprofit agency. So definitely all eyes on Texas again as this battle goes to the courts.
You can read all about it at thetexastribune.org. Alexa Ura is a reporter there, and she's written on the story. Alexa, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks so much.